Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Thank you. Dr. Stan here, and we slept in a little late, but fortunately we have with us Michael Shaw this morning, and we're going to be discussing Agenda 21. Michael heads the group of freedom advocates who's even been named by the leaders of the opposition, the people who are actually pushing Agenda 21, the secret agenda for the 21st century. Well, he's been, his organization is certainly named as one of the organizations that's waking up the people, and the last thing they want is for the American people to understand what Agenda 21 is or what lies ahead for you. Go right ahead, Michael. Please explain what this is and why, of course, every American should be concerned.
Well, it's nice to be here, Dr. Stan.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb. Tom, what makes the Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Michael, you go right ahead and let's tell our listeners what Agenda 21 is, who's behind it, and why everyone in America, indeed everyone in the world, should be concerned. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Well, Agenda 21 is, simply put, is the action plan for a one-world order. Now, we've always heard about a one-world order and its potential dawning on the American scene. You know, I'm a baby boomer when I was a young guy. You know, the word was that world government would swamp America sometime after the time frame of the typical baby boomer's life. But here we are in 2012, and it's looking more and more like 1984 all the time. And that's because there's a coordinated globalist plan and an action program in order to bring it into effect, which will create world government. That plan is called Agenda 21. It was adopted by 178 nations, including George Bush Sr. on behalf of the United States. And since then, we've had four presidents, two Democrats, two Republicans, who have as the quiet cornerstone of their administrations the implementation of sustainable development, or Agenda 21. Now, the dangerous part of Agenda 21 is that it is a global to local program. That means in order to create the globalism, they've got to create the local outpost posts for globalism all around the world. And that's what's coming to every county in America today. In large metropolitan areas like the Denver area are completely engulfed in the Agenda 21 program. Both political parties, Democrats and Republicans, robustly support the idea of Agenda 21. That's why you hear so little comment from politicians, because these people who were bought and paid for by the globalist machinery are fully dedicated to the implementation of Agenda 21. And so the public is on the defense. But the fortunate thing, Dr. Stan, is that we're seeing a relatively rapid acceleration of public understanding and public response to Agenda 21. And that's played itself out marvelously well over the last few months here in the San Francisco Bay Area. The state of Maryland and the San Francisco Bay Area have presently the two most ambitious Agenda 21 programs pending. In Maryland, actually, the governor has signed a statewide massive Agenda 21 program, which calls for the relocation of people into cities. We're to get out of the rural areas. That's why there's so much difficulty these days for people, ranchers and farmers, living in rural areas. Their products, development situation's been cut off. If you own forest land, you can't cut the trees. If you own a mine, you can't mine it. The resources of America are being put off limits, which is one of the cornerstone principles of Agenda 21. We are simply to live on less. And ultimately, Agenda 21 calls for an 85% reduction in human population from today's levels. So we're talking about the most egregious, the most demonic human planning tool ever devised. And the unfortunate part is that I can tell you that it's not just every county in America that is afflicted with Agenda 21 programs. It's the entire world. And as Agenda 21 moves down the line, we're going to find that cars aren't used, that you got to live in a walkable community. That means in a densely developed situation. You live on a upper floor, and businesses are on the bottom floor, and ultimately jobs become assigned, and life becomes the life of living as though you were livestock. That's what Agenda 21 calls for, is really the political derecognition of the idea of natural law or natural rights or unalienable rights. These things slip away under the Agenda 21 protocol, and people become tools of the state. And if you're not useful to the state, you're simply expendable. And this is the greatest fight, I think, mankind has ever seen, because the coordination, the monetary coordination for the implementation of this program is absolute. And the only way we're going to be able to stave it off is for the kind of awakening that I think has begun to happen to continue to rise. Here in the Bay Area, Dr. Stan, as you know, the citizens have taken to fight the One Bay Area plan. This plan says that all houses have to be within the smart growth boundary. Single family houses are to be dissuaded and sometimes even eliminated. All new construction is to be in this carless concept of stack and pack housing. Here in the Bay Area, the El Camino Real, a road known by many around the country, is now dedicated to become the Grand Boulevard. And the Grand Boulevard will have nothing but public transportation and stack-and-pack housing all the way from San Francisco up the peninsula and to San Francisco. So, this is one of the plans for the Bay Area, which the citizens have shown up at, these little Soviet-styled meetings where the insiders prepare their plan to just run it through your city council or your board of supervisors meetings. And the citizens have shown up and completely busted up these meetings to such an extent that even the National American Planning Association has taken effect and has given out new guidelines for their member cities to be able to ward off those nasty people who advocate for freedom. And so the battle source has been drawn. And, my report is that we, the citizens, aren't finished yet. In fact, we're just starting to get a revving up. And I have some optimism these days that the human spirit, in particular the American spirit, is rising. And as it rises, the prospects for the future look oh so much better.
And, of course, what this is really all about is there is an elite group that want a world government. Now, how do you get it? Well, first of all, you have to have some sort of a justification for what you're doing. So it's the environment. We've got to protect the environment. And so in the name of protecting the environment, we've got to restructure society. And, of course, then we can do this all throughout the world. And of course, this involves a total transformation that we've got to get people out of their automobiles. We've got to, as Michael said, you know, we've got to certainly stop mining. We've got, of course, to stop lumbering. And that's what the spotted owl is all about. We've got to stop fishing. And we've got to stop agriculture. That's what reason they shut down the Central Valley of California recently in the name of protecting a 3M smelt. So they can justify all of the things that are going on, and they can even justify massive wars. Why? Because they kill people, and they destroy buildings, and they destroy civilization. And that's what they want to do. Now, you say that's crazy talk. What motivates these people? Why are these people want to destroy civilization? I mean, people say, well, this is madness. Who would want to destroy civilization? Who in their right mind would want to destroy civilization? And I would say nobody in their right mind, but these people are not in their right mind, and they control the wealth and the power and the governments of the world. Would that be a fair statement?
I'm sorry, Dr. Stan.
Yes.
I'm saying that I think that's true, but there are so many proponents of Agenda 21, either witting proponents or unwitting proponents. But most of those people who are working in your town to implement these policies don't necessarily associate their own motivations with the demonic ones. These are people who have been lured by the monetary system into working for the New World. And they do this somewhat blindly, very irresponsibly, but without knowing or acknowledging that Agenda 21, in its own words, calls for an 85% reduction in human population. So while some people are innocent of the egregious charges that you and I think should be leveled against people who do this, they're just not aware. And unfortunately, most of the people working for government who aren't aware but who are implementing the policies don't want to become aware. So I'm not excusing their responsibility, but I don't think their knowledge is as conscious as it should be when it comes to the consequences of the implementation of the programs they're supporting. Most of them are just useful idiots trained up by a monetary system to exercise the power that our political system gives these insiders, such that they can, you know, ride up the rope of civil service and get their fat retirements, which will never be paid, and sing happily along as they in effect take part in the destruction of the American system.
And this is the hidden agenda for the 21st century, but it's all written out. I mean, they publish there what they're up to in a publication out of the United Nations, Agenda 21, and the Global Biodiversity Assessment, and in the Earth Charter. It's all right there. You can read their plan. Unfortunately, you can get hold of Michael's material from his organization, freedomadvocates.org, and read what the other side says. And people say, if there was anything this vast, why, of course, why we would hear about it. We have freedom of the press. No, we don't have freedom of the press. We have a situation where the people who own the press have the freedom to withhold anything they want, but their people control the mass media. And as a result, you seldom will hear Agenda 21 discussed. And if you do, it certainly is to demean those who oppose helping the environment. It's all about protecting the environment. And yet, this program goes into Fort Collins and Boulder, Colorado, and Denver. And all of these are centers for Agenda 21. Would that be a fair statement, Michael?
That'd be a totally fair statement. I mean, you know, I'm aware of Agenda 21 activities in a general sense around the country. And while I've said before, there's no place that's exempted. Colorado is particularly thick with Agenda 21 programs, and part of that's accountable to who's your mayor. I mean, governor. Hickenlooper is as bad as Jerry Brown. I mean, Jerry Brown, governor of California, was at the Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit conference where Agenda 21 was unleashed back in 1992, and he's been a cheerleader for it ever since. And the whole world knows of California's problems. I mean, Schwarzenegger also was a huge proponent of Agenda 21. And you know, you go to Denver, I must say everything about Denver, some is very nice, but it's all designed to fit this New World Order criteria where people are jammed into small areas. And you know, the big thing in Denver now is to, you know, have your vegetable outlet on a commercial street corner. And you know, my question is, how are you going to feed the millions of people when we begin to restrict the range of agricultural lands in this country? And if you drive down Highway 5 in California, as you referenced earlier, the Central Valley is under huge attack. That's the breadbasket for all of America, and we're shutting it down. If people think food prices aren't going to rise, you know, as our dollar gets printed off like it was monopoly money and, you know, handed out to the insiders, the Agenda 21 implementers, it slowly filters its way down to the rest of us. And by that time, the prices are going to be doubled and tripled.
And this is
find out with a reduced supply. And we're going to be in food, in a real food crisis in the not long future. And that's why we've got to wipe out these Agenda 21 programs.
And this is a subversive movement. The enemy, though, is not in Moscow. They're going right along with it. The enemy is right here in America. By then, primarily America and their counterparts in Europe.
1360 AM The Lion is expanding their highly revered and successful health and wellness radio programming, and you may be the talk show host we're looking for. No previous on-air experience is required. We help train with production and airing of your own radio show. This rare opportunity is being offered to the right business who is willing to purchase our low-priced airtime to grow and promote their professional business on one of KHNC's longest-running and respected shows. KHNC has a proven track record of propelling health businesses into financial abundance and greater success through our established radio programming. If you are a dynamic health educator, have the gift of gab, are confident you can self-host, and you're a storefront business or service known for being ethical, professional, and caring, email your information and request an interview and pricing now at 1360amadvertising@hotmail.com. This is your opportunity of a lifetime. That's 1360amadvertising@hotmail.com. 1360amadvertising@hotmail.com.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace mantles, ceilings, or trim, whatever you need, Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, of course, Michael Chaw. And, Michael, why don't you get your website out and let people know how they can get in touch with your organization and learn about this incredible story, a worldwide subversive movement intent upon transforming society, intent upon convincing you the enemy is communism. Or the enemy is terrorism, or the enemy is Osama bin Laden, or the enemy are the Muslims. And, of course, the real enemy is these people. And they've created communism and fascism and terrorism as a great diversion so that you will not be able to understand what's going on. And we send our boys overseas to fight in no-win wars in Vietnam, where we fought for 10 long bloody years and killed 58,000 Americans and wounded hundreds of thousands and killed a couple of million North Vietnamese and killed a million South Vietnamese in a war we never tried to win. And a similar situation, although not as many men lost in Korea, in a war we were never allowed to win. We couldn't even bomb the major supply depots in North Korea or hit the electric generating plants. They were all make-believe wars. Why we have 500,000 people over in Afghanistan today, including the Afghan military, fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. 50 members of Al-Qaeda. 500,000 people were paying for over there to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Ladies and gentlemen, you're being lied to, and you need to get the facts, and you need to understand why America, why the world is changing, because we're on the verge of another major war, and this is going to have a devastating effect, which is exactly what they want. They want to destroy contemporary society. And believe me, the leaders of the communist world are working right along with the leaders of the so-called capitalist world in this worldwide subversive movement to transform society. But they've got to do it slowly. The last thing they want is for the people to wake up and realize what's happening and that the subversive movement is not originated in Moscow or Beijing. But in New York City, at 58th 68th Street, in Washington, D.C., in our Capitol building, where so many members of Congress are part and parcel of this Agenda 21 movement. But go right ahead, Michael. How can people get in touch with you, get your material? And if you're out in the audience and you have a question or comment, why, give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Michael, how can people get in touch with you and get your material?
Well, it's easy enough. It's freedomadvocates.org. We've focused on this now for about a dozen years. So it's a very thorough analysis, historical analysis, current events, what it is you can do, how it is you can recognize Agenda 21 in your community, and what to do about it when you get there. So it's simple enough, freedomadvocates.org, and you can spend a morning or you can spend a week there. But when you come out, you'll have an understanding of how this dynamic works, how it comes into your local town, who's responsible for it, how both political parties are committed to it, and what it is you can do to begin to reverse the tide where it counts the most. That is in your hometown. We have learned that there's little hope for D.C. You know, the problem is that both political parties make sure that the people who are elected are dutiful to the Agenda 21 protocol. That's why no congressperson, none, talk about Agenda 21. Where are all these Tea Party Congress people? Well, they're not talking about the issue that's controlling the day. You cannot go to D.C. and talk about Agenda 21 because the power structures in the parties will simply kick you out. So the action for Agenda 21 has to be fought locally. Their program is a global-to-local program. Our defense today needs to be set up in the local communities because all of our communities are being swarmed by this smart growth dynamic, which is the real property aspect of Agenda 21, where people are to be stacked and packed into public housing and thereafter controlled by public officialdom. So I just recommend to people, people across the country have been doing this now for a while, and it's beginning to show its effects. The study at Freedom Advocates, we bring comments and reports from people all over the country and all over the world to you, wherever you happen to be, and the policies and practices of the Agenda 21 advocates, you know, really don't vary that much from community to community. The organizations always have different names, but the purposes of the NGOs in your town are the same as the purposes of the NGOs in the next state over, and that purpose is the global implementation on a local basis of the Agenda 21 protocol, which calls for the abolition of private property, education for global citizenship, and promotes the development of strategies that allow the monitoring and controlling of all human action. That's where technology comes in. So, again, I invite you to the freedomadvocates.org website, where you can learn a lot more, get some tools to be able to inform your neighbors and your elected officials, and you can begin doing what's happening across the country. In fact, Dr. Stan, it was, I think, 2 weeks ago, the city of San Carlos, which is immediately below San Francisco on the Bay Area, a group of townspeople and others from around the Bay Area descended upon the San Carlos City Council one night with a beautiful expose of their commitment to the ICLEI organization. Now, the ICLEI organization is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. Its purpose is to guide city policies and city land use laws into the adoption of the Agenda 21 protocol. And here in the central section of California, we've got nearly 100 cities with these contracts. There's a total of 600 such contracts across the country. These contracts are treasonous. You know, city officials can't go contracting with a foreign political operation and avoid Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution, which prohibits precisely that. So when your city, like Denver, goes out and enters into one of these ICLEI contracts, you've got elected officials who have committed treason. They need to be noticed of that. That's called a system of misprision of treason. And then they need to be noticed that they are guilty of treason. And you say, well, gee, the district attorney and the sheriff are going to laugh at you. They're not going to do anything. And I say, well, that may be true in 2012. But there's no statute of limitations on treason. So as the public continues to wake up and some cities begin to kick this program out of their communities, the people who brought it in, if it's 10 years from now, could and will stand charged with treason.
And we have someone on the line. We'll get to him as soon as we get back after this break. And if you also have questions, give us a call, 877-547-5534. This is the version, ladies and gentlemen. It's Reason.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes, beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next BioSuperfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest Michael Shaw, and who is it who's calling in?
Am I on? Dr. Stan?
Yes, who is this?
This is Jean Hines, and Michael asked if I might want to be on your show and give a little bit of an update on the Stacey Lynn situation.
Well, you go right ahead.
Okay, good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Jean. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
And how is Stacey?
I just wanted to start off and say, Michael, I learn something new from you every single time I hear you. And this misprision is treason. I'm going to put that knowledge to good use.
Okay. Well, if you go to the ICLEI Primer at Freedom Advocates, you can learn more about that. In fact, you can get the misprision statement. And in another week or so, I will have a video out on my misprisoning of the Alameda County Board of Supervisors. Now, Alameda County is where ICLEI is based here in California. And so that'll give you a role for those cities in Colorado that are ICLEI members.
Definitely.
And what happened? Basically, a lot of people showed up, exposed ICLEI and what it's up to?
Well, in the case of Alameda County, it was me with a couple cameramen. We did not bring a crowd for that one. It had to do with some land use and litigation issues that I have faced with Alameda County for a decade or more. And so it just culminated with my misprisoning them, and that film will be available. But what's happened in San Carlos, which is across the bay from Alameda County, closer to San Francisco, is that there a group of 30 or so citizens from around the bay came in and just let the council, who in our movement really was led by a member of the city council, and ICLEI came up on the agenda, and for 2 hours the citizens just filled those commissioners with tons of information, very well articulated. The video was up at our town crier at Freedom Advocates. So you can see how a group of citizens can totally put their elected officials under the bright lights, make them responsible for this Agenda 21 dynamic, And what happened there on the short term was that the ICLEI contract was approved by a 4-1 vote of the city council. But my information is that some members on that city council are beginning to wake up. In my expectation,
it takes it so incredible. You go right ahead.
I'm sorry. In Arvada, I think we have some officials that are beginning to wake up, and that's in thanks in no small part to Stacy Lynn's efforts. And Stacy's paying the price right now, as Dr. Sand, you probably are aware. She lost custody of her son, and we're fighting that battle right now. Last Friday, the Larimer County Sheriff's Department was served with a notice of claim, and Stacy is going to be suing the Larimer County Sheriff's Office for false arrest and false imprisonment. And this is just the beginning. We found an attorney, and this man's a Christian, and he's fearless, and he's not.
Does he understand Agenda 21, Gene?
We're teaching him. He understands the dynamic of how different programs work toward corruption, and we've been able to explain to him a little bit about how the Agenda 21, the sustainable development, works, and what's at stake, and why we believe they've come after Stacy. And he understands the dynamics. He doesn't understand specifics. But
you see, this is a criminal conspiracy, and when you can begin to show that, you go after them for RICO, and you begin to sue them for everything they have. This is an international subversive conspiracy. And the fact that your newspapers won't cover it, the fact that Rush Limbaugh won't cover it, the fact that Sean Hannity won't cover it, the fact that people who influence the or control the media won't cover it, shows how extensive this is.
Well,
and
the more we've told the attorney, Dr. Stan, the more he understands how big this is. I don't think he's really gotten quite the full picture, but his eyes kind of get big, and he understands.
Right.
The problem for lawyers is that law schools don't prepare you for this kind of thing. You know, law schools teach prospective lawyers that all the law is contained in case law. And once you get into the case law dynamic, you move further and further away from the Constitution. And that accounts for so much of the problem we have today. And so then you begin to realize what the Bar Association is and its connections with the City of London. And you become worried about the state of legal awareness in this country. And, you know, I've been to law school. I've suffered through that. And my great hope is for the lawyer in this situation to really understand what it is that drives the cities of the Colorado Plains into taking apart a woman who's doing great things and who happens to be a very good mother. And so they seek to punish her for doing what she's done by going at that which she values the most, and that is her child. And these
and
people are despicable people, and they're acting blindly,
yep.
And they need to be exposed.
And these
you're doing a great job, Dave.
And evil people, and believe me, they will stop at nothing, because of course they have an agenda. And if it were not for people like Stacy Lynn and Michael and the others out there fighting this, they'd have a free reign. But people are beginning to wake up across America. And once they do, and they join in this this epic struggle for a Christian civilization, believe me, these people on the other side hate God. There's an intense hatred of God, which is why they've taken God in prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. God created the world and civilization and society, and these people hate the society he's created. They want to reform the world in their image and the image of their God. Well, we're just about out of time. Parting thought, Michael, before we let you go.
Well, people, in Colorado need to know who Stacey Lynn is, what she has done. Gene Hines is leading that brigade, and my best to...
Hang on, we're going to put you on. So we got to the break.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Michael, a parting thought before we let you go.
Well, the parting thought is the country is on the rise. People are starting to figure this out. Go to Freedom Advocates and on our town crier, you might look at the video. That takes a five-hour meeting and condense it into a 22-minute video at San Carlos, the city of San Carlos, where the citizens are calling for the ouster of Ickley. And understand that in New Hampshire, legislation has been introduced. It got past its first voting round with more than a two-thirds majority. People are beginning to wake up. Wherever you are located, you can rest assured that Agenda 21 has infiltrated. And now's the time to rise and do something about it.
Amen. God bless you for everything you do, and Stacey and the others. All across America, people are beginning to wake up and understand that most of what you believe just is not true. God bless. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, we certainly have a talk I gave many years ago on sustainable development. The Road to World Government is available on DVD. Important. Even more important is the syllabus that goes with that. That has the summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment that came out of the Second Earth Summit held in 1992. The First Earth Summit, 1972, held under the auspices of the Club of Rome, that, of course, was looking for a justification for world government. And what better justification than the threat of the environment? Oh, we're going to use the environment to convince the people society has to be transformed. And this small group of wealthy people who control the world have been using the threat to the environment ever since. And they've created wars. They have control every aspect of our society. They have assassins. They kill people. This is not imaginary. We have a four-tape set on deadly assassins where you'll actually hear my interview with two government-financed assassins. One of them, of course, was hired to kill a candidate for the presidency of the United States. That man disappeared shortly after the interview with me and has not been heard from since. 4-CD set, Deadly Assassin. You need to get my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, our syllabus, and our 4-tape set on sustainable development. We have a new book by Stealth and Deception. Smart meters are part of that. Get our 4-CD set on smart meters and the book we have on smart meters. It all is part and parcel of the same movement. And you must understand that's what ICLEI's all about. And anyway, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can hear our radio programs 24 hours a day, live or by archive programs. You need, of course, to get the DVDs. You can watch them there for nothing. We have all sorts of them. Interviews with certainly national leaders. Interview with a 4-star Marine general who will tell you all about this. That's General Newbolt, who fought in Vietnam and Korea and understood not necessarily sustainable development, but the subversive movement that controls America. You read our newsletters. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for radio liberty by ministry, for our provision and our protection until tomorrow. But hopefully my voice will be better. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1.